Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I remember this song.
It's one of my favorite ones. That's
they
a good
made
one.
A lot of money by singing the same old songs over and over again.
Well, it's not all the same songs.
Same old songs.
Well, they all sound alike.
Well, they're making feel good music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but they all sound alike.
I mean, same vibe, but a lot of bands and like artists have that.
A vibe, yeah.
Yeah, but how many albums, like, I guess, now I'm being that guy. I'm not going to hate on the beat.
I feel like if you don't listen to the genre, then you have that in your head that all their music sounds the same.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'll amend that my last statement.
Well, I'm proud of you, man.
I'm growing and evolving as a person.
Yeah.
So the Beast Boys sold 100 million records. 100 million records. That's a lot of records.
It's a lot of the music. I guarantee you, you could pick out just point to one song and play it and then do it to another song, and I guarantee they sound just
so they recorded 29 studio albums. That's a number, 29.
Okay.
You're right. They had a vibe. It's a feel good, like summery vibe. That's who the Beach Boys were, and I always enjoyed it. I enjoyed them more than Jolly singing them, but that's just me.
I'm a bad person though. Today,
it was
because I'm lightweight hating.
I know.
On a man that just passed. Not that don't feel right.
Not the day.
No, and I wasn't trying to. But
you got
to
pick your moments.
Yeah, you're right.
For example,
too soon, Hugh.
The Jalen Hurts isn't a top four quarterback show. Probably wasn't like I think today's a good day for it. Like. You know, maybe the day after the Super Bowl wasn't the day. We didn't do it that day.
I picked the wrong day for
this. It's okay. We'll forget you.
I feel bad now.
Hope Brian Wilson's family's not listening,
I think this just popped into my head, so this could be a terrible analogy.
Can't wait.
But you have two groups, the Beach Boys, who I feel like only anyone knows Brian Wilson. Very clear, Brian Wilson is the driving force of the Beach Boys. But then you have a group like Beatles, who when you separate them all...
They're stars.
You've seen it.
A lot of stars. Star power.
Yeah.
So one is like the Chiefs or the Bills.
That's right.
And then one is like the Eagles.
I think it's fair.
Yeah. And one just has more around them.
That's right.
Like Paul McCartney had more around
him.
It's okay to say.
Give Brian Wilson his props because he was the Beach Boys. But Paul and John shared a lot. And George too.
Yeah.
When it comes to the success of the Beatles.
Like no disrespect to George.
We're disrespecting George today?
No, I'm just saying. He was like the least known Beatle, though.
No, Ringo, I think.
No, Ringo did Caveman. He did a great movie back in the day.
No, hold on.
You've never seen Caveman.
You're going to argue that Ringo Starr is more well-known than George Harrison because he did Caveman.
Yeah.
Are you surprised at this?
No, and you know what I did? You talk about a dog whistle. Your phone, the phone line's about to blow up right now.
Yeah. So you rip Brian Wilson day after he's gone. You're doing the Ringo Starr thing.
It was not intentional. Mm-hmm. It was,
I know it wasn't intentional.
Well, it's you have an opinion about something, and you just didn't read the room. I didn't read the room.
You totally misread the room.
I misread the room.
Okay. Let's talk to a guy that always reads the room. OG Wade is up on WIP. OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Oh, we're great, OG.
Listen, I think, Kyle, you know what, Kyle? Okay, I know what I'm going to do. All right, listen. I love talking this here because it's educating people, and it's also letting people see a side of Jalen and bringing awareness to what this kid is. You know what I'm saying? This guy, and I think the problem that we are having with Jalen is that he does things that you don't typically see a quarterback do, and it work and it win. He's the first quarterback, the first, what y'all want to call, run first quarterback to win the Super Bowl. They said it couldn't be done. Joe, you, Spike, everybody said during the season, Jalen's got to throw the ball more. You can't win a Super Bowl throwing the ball 21 times. Guess
no,
what?
No, I said he needed to throw the ball better, and then okay. he did. Okay. Like, OG, what okay. I think is lost is everything. Well, hold on, I'll let you finish. Joe. But I said they need to throw the ball better to win. And in the final two games, they threw the ball better. The throw he made in the NFC title game, I'm trying to remember the score. I think it was close to tied. With 2 minutes to go, the 4th and 5, the bomb to AJ flip that whole game. They did need him to throw the ball back. No, he did not. He did not.
He did it against that same throw he did against the Browns and the Giants.
You're telling me in the way he played in the title game in Super Bowl, he did that all year long? Same way?
So all you have to do is open your eyes.
He didn't do that.
People saying he's got to be more efficient. In what game was Jalen Hurts inefficient in?
In what game was he inefficient? In what game was he inefficient?
Inefficient. On the ball. Which game?
The Ravens game, he was inefficient?
Well, he was down 9 points and they came back.
The Saints game?
But you're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. He was not efficient in those games. The Saints game?
He was so efficient in the game.
In the
that
Saints?
What's wrong with you?
The Saints game, he was efficient?
The Saints game!
Well, they didn't score a touchdown to the fourth quarter!
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
What are you talking about?
Hold on, Joe. Because they didn't score a touchdown in a certain amount of quarters or whatever, that don't mean your quarterback was inefficient. I'm telling you, the throws that when he was asked to throw the ball in the Saints game, he was completing the passes. Dallas Goedert went damn near over 200-yard passes. It's the same game Devonta Smith got hurt on. And what y'all got to do is you got to stop trying to pick apart a game where they won and it didn't look as pretty as you would like it to look, but they got the job done, and Jalen Hurts did not play bad in none of those. The only game that I've seen.
Did he not have a lost fumble and an interception on the wrong side of the field where they're about to score in the Saints game?
I don't remember that.
Oh, I do. He did. That's inefficiency. That's inefficiency.
Right. So let me ask you this question. I'm going to ask all three of y'all.
Okay.
Is Jalen Hurts a better thrower of the football than Lamar Jackson?
I like the way Jalen Hurts throws it more than Lamar. So, I mean, you take that for what you want.
Okay. So, Lamar Jackson threw for 40 touchdowns and damn near 5,000 yards and won 2 MVPs. But Jalen Hurts does less than him, and we're saying that he's not better than Lamar Jackson?
Well, he doesn't.
You just proved it.
No, I didn't. No, you asked me who throws the football better. No, I didn't.
Exactly.
No,
But
you're missing. I think you conflate sometimes an inability to do something versus consistently doing it. I think Jalen Hurts, and I've been with you from the jump, has the ability to play just as well as anyone. He doesn't do it as consistently as them. Lamar Jackson Lamar Jackson dominates the game week in, week out, more than Jalen. And if you don't see that, OG, you're not watching. This isn't an opinion. This is a fact.
I did not say that.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is that the value and what Jalen brings to the Philadelphia Eagles. Of course, Lamar Jackson dominates more than Jalen Hurts in certain, if you want to call it that, because I don't call it that.
What do you call playing better?
I call Jalen Hurts being the quarterback, utilizing all the parts that's needed to win a game.
In the Packers game week one, when he threw the ball to the Packers 4 times, he was utilizing all the ways to win.
He had 2 interceptions.
Well,
in that
but yeah, he threw the ball. He threw the ball two more times to the Packers, and they dropped it.
20 for 34, yeah. And they scored 34 points. You didn't like that win.
How about the two interceptions they dropped? Did you see the interceptions they dropped, or we just missed those?
Well, I mean, Joe, we can do that all day long, bro. We can do it all day long. Josh Allen had 18 interceptions in 23, and Jalen had 15, but Josh Allen was supposed to have been just the MVP or whatever.
Well, he didn't win the MVP that year.
We could do it all day long. The MVP Josh Allen did win. He actually didn't even deserve to win. Lamar Jackson should have won that MVP. So Josh Allen had to be giving, not earned, giving a damn MVP. Jalen Hurts will never win an MVP. You know why? Because it's a popularity contest.
No, he would have won the MVP if he didn't get hurt in 22.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, so, here's the deal, Joe. Here's the deal. Until y'all guys adjust your eyes and understand that Jalen Hurts is different, he's a breed of one.
What does that mean?
What it means is that he's evolving the game.
Do you know what? It's an excuse for when he doesn't play well and wins. That's what I hear. Like, he's different. He fumbled. He's different. He still won the game.
What quarterback do you know play well every game? What quarterback?
Why doesn't he play well as consistently as those guys?
Plays well every game.
None of them. Answer me this. Why doesn't he play well as consistently as the other guys, the four other guys? Why?
It's because consistently he don't have the players that y'all seeing on the play sheet.
What?
On the sheet. For you to say he got all these weapons, right?
He does.
Remember I told you yesterday, he only played 5 games with all of those weapons. And still won the Super Bowl.
So the supporting cast is an excuse for when he doesn't play well.
But not when he does.
No, it's a logical reason why a quarterback will not look good in certain parts of games.
Okay, because but what about does look good? So then we can bring up the supporting cast he has, right?
You can do whatever you want to do, Kyle.
Well, I'm going
to. If y'all take the use of the word if out of y'all conversation,
if
when
was
you discuss
the
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, right.
They say we all be drunk. Even that's wrong because everybody ain't gonna get drunk off no damn fifth.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's not enough liquor. You know what I mean to go around.
I think you need less.
When you discuss in Jalen, just take out the if and let's talk about what did he do.
No,
that's all. And I'm just
we're talking about sports at all ifs and hypotheticals. That's the fun.
What he does do he's a good quarterback.
That's the way people like you, Kyle.
You people.
Oh, here we go. People like you.
Yep. All right.
You only know baseball. You know what I mean? You got to know football.
I know way more football than you, OG. It's not even funny.
I'm meeting these guys, Hugh. It's your job to educate them.
Well, Hugh's a lost cause.
Yeah,
You're back in the wrong horse. We're good. Appreciate it.
I will say this because we talked about the Saints game and how well Jalen played.
Yeah.
And I hate to do this to you, OG, but we do have now here's the strongest case for Super Bowl syndrome that we've had. That's the game we talk about, right? So Jalen stat line, he was 29 for 38, threw for 311 yards, no TDs.
One pick.
one pick.
Lost the fumble.
Four interceptions. And his QBR was 35.8. The losing quarterback's QBR was higher. You know what? And I even went a little further and I said, I asked my AI on my phone.
Oh, no.
Is what is a good QBR rating for a quarterback?
I would say
the average.
I would say, I think it's on a scale of 1 to 80 or 0
something like
to 80.
That. Yeah,
80
and 50
or,
is
or maybe
like,
100 is the highest.
And 50 is like the average.
Yeah, okay. So I think 100
is the highest. So because we use this game, and this is the game that we use, if you just want to go on the stat line, because OG brought it up, Derek Carr was the better quarterback that day.
This, I think it's a game to bring up. We're talking about supporting cast. The Eagles scored 0 points the first three quarters. Do we think there would have been a game last year the Bengals could have won if Joe Burrow put up 0 points in the first three quarters, Joe Burrow's offense? No, the answer is no. I mean, like, their defense was horrendous. They would be down 24-0. The Eagles were still in striking distance, down, 3-0 heading into the fourth because they had a great defense. Yeah. That's the story of that.
And see, this is where, and I get where we are, and I understand, you know, we're passionate, but at the same time, we have to be realistic about what we're seeing.
Yeah, not delusional.
Yeah, well, we've gone over the board with delusional. Right, can we hear from? Here's a guy who's not delusional, Brandon Graham. He recently, I think he was on with Zach Elb on Infinity Sports Network talking about the CJ GJ thing. It's interesting the way he framed the divorce here.
Man, CJ, he had that fire and that passion. He brought it every day. It wasn't perfect all the time, but I mean, man, you knew he was loyal. He was committed. And, you know, I just know that we going to miss him. And I hope that they soften their hearts, both sides. And then we just all move on because he's with a great organization with the Texans and, you know, the Eagles going to be together in a minute, trying to get our rings. And we just want to make sure that we ain't out here because you never know how stuff coming back around. So, man, it's always good to bow out gracefully.
Sounds like BG wants everyone to hug and make
kinda
up.
Get
here.
Along.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be like that until everybody retire. CJ GJ obviously feels some kind of way, you know, with some of the things that he said a couple weeks ago. Time heals all wounds, man. It should. So this is not something that is going to, you know.
None of this is surprising.
Yeah. I mean,
he did this last time he left. He ripped everyone. I mean, he is a very unique character. I think he's a good player. I like him. I wish he was still here. Are you surprised, though, he's on a Rip the Eagles tour?
Nah.
I mean,
the way it happened,
he's petty.
I don't know. And there's a lot that we don't know.
Right.
But nah, not really. This is the beauty thing about it. Just like the last time when he left the city and he ripped the city embraced him. We get over everything, man. That's the beautiful part about being. It's bad when you're here and you're in it, especially if you're not playing well or whatever. The fans are going to rip you. But when it's all said and done and you come back, they'll embrace you.
Well, the key this time is hopefully they replaced him adequately because the last time they didn't, right? He was gone and they missed him a lot. Now this year, we'll see. We'll see what they have at safety with the competition they're going to have. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. I believe it's Skip and Claymont. I think Skip called a few weeks ago.
Oh, no.
It's your neighbor, right?
Wait a minute, hold up.
All right, Hugh's neighbor, Skip and Claymont. Skip, how are you today?
Yeah, disheartened, I guess, would be the best word for it. But I am glad to hear you say that time heals all wounds.
So what? Well, what's wrong? Like, what's got you down, Skip?
Why are you asking questions?
I'm curious.
I'm a little upset with you. It hurts to hear him talking about all the fun he had over the weekend down in Atlanta.
Boy, I had a ball. Had a ball in the A. It was sundress season.
Well, do you have something to tell me?
What you talking about? What do you mean?
I'm trying to just get all the facts here, you know, from your trip. And did you meet someone over the weekend?
You know, Skip, I appreciate the fact that you listen to the show, but we ain't that cool for you to be asking me personal questions. I mean, that dog don't hunt.
Somebody said you met a young lady. I need to let you know that our homeowners association doesn't allow sleepovers, and I hope you don't get any ideas about having overnight guests.
I don't believe that. That is not true. That is not true, Skip.
Somebody said that you went to a strip club with a lady.
Did you
pay for the girl? It's highly unlikely, knowing your frugality.
Skip, why are you so upset with Hugh meeting someone? I mean, he's just having a little fun. It's all right.
That was it.
I mean, well, it's just that last week Dr. Karp was on, and he suggested that it'd be nice for you to spend some time with his neighbor Skip. And I got excited.
I don't recall. Yeah. Wait a minute.
I remember. I don't recall.
Yeah,
that's a fair point. I don't recall him saying that.
Yeah. I don't recall
Dr. that. Dr. Karp was giving you some friendly advice. It was nice. It sounded like a little bit of a therapy session right there on the radio. Now, Kyle was playing. He had the music playing and such, and it's and I was thrilled to be involved. He mentioned my name.
No, me and Dr. Karp ain't that cool.
I actually do remember this. Dr. Karp did make some suggestions, Skip. I'm sure he named you, I think, specifically. Yeah.
Well, they're suggestions. Yeah. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. You know what I mean?
He suggested that you take me, your neighbor Skip, on the weekend trip to you, but you never came around.
Not going to happen, Skip. I have a tremendous amount of respect for you. Thank you for listening to the show. But we ain't hanging out. That's not going to happen.
I took it very seriously. I was waiting for you. I even bought a new seersucker suit. Turns out I was the sucker. I've been played. I packed a bunch of activities for us for the ride. We had board games and snack, and I was even looking forward to stopping at Bucky's.
That's not going to happen. Those road trips, if your name isn't Ike Reese, you ain't going. And we know Ike don't like to drive. He's going to fly. So it's a solo trip. Sorry about that, Skip.
I'm hurt. I wish it was a little bit more than just a one-way relationship. You know.
I got a feeling it's probably going to stay this way for like ever.
Skip, I don't know what to say. It's kind of awkward. I like you as a caller, but I don't know what to say here, Skip.
I feel like Brian Wilson.
Why you looking at me like that? Maybe you can hang out with him.
He's your neighbor. He's peering in your windows. I'm not hanging out with the guy.
Y'all can hang out. Joe's a great time to hang out with, too, by the way.
Not the same. I feel like Brian Wilson. I can't help think that wouldn't it be nice if you return the favor, if you love me as much as I love him. And I know.
That's not weird. I mean, I respect it, and every love is love, but in this case, it's not reciprocal. It's just not. That's not the case. Sorry.
I heard you you talking about Spike the other day, and you slipped and you called him Skip, so I thought that meant something. I guess
it
just meant something to me.
No, it didn't mean a thing.
Yeah,
it was a slip.
But that means you were thinking about
it. I was creeped out a little bit, a little uncomfortable, and sometimes Spike makes things uncomfortable.
You were thinking about me.
He was.
Not like that. Kyle, don't encourage
this. I think you are.
Behavior. No.
Call it out right away.
No, I wasn't behaving. I wasn't. Sorry about that.
I got to tell you, it was just a little upsetting hearing you talk about getting live in the bathroom at Bucky's. What the hell's going on? That's not the you that I know. That's not the wonderful
the
neighbor I know.
The bathrooms were so clean.
You getting live?
Oh, my goodness. I got live in the bathroom. It was nice. It was nice. The toilet's flesh, like the sensor on the toilets, it was like the greatest. They just flesh, like almost immediately, you know?
Okay, that's fair. I thought you were referring to something else, but not that.
No, it was a solo trip, Skip. Nobody was with me. It was a solo trip.
Well, it was also upsetting to hear that you met a floozy in Atlanta.
Yeah. He said a floozy. she wasn't a floozy. She was not a floozy. She was a nice young lady. We had a couple drinks, and went to the strip club and hung out.
Well, I wasn't going to bring this up, but since you neglected me last weekend, I'm going to have to tell the Homeowners Association that your hedges are a quarter inch over regulation. That's a violation.
Wow, are you turning on Hugh just like that?
It's not cool.
There's other violations in the code, include peeling paint, most likely from marijuana smoke.
You can't prove that. You don't know that for sure.
I did have to go into your house when you were away.
Oh, geez.
I have a master key because of my responsibilities with the Homeowners Association.
Oh, geez.
He broke into your house? This guy was in your house.
I don't know. It's not really breaking in, but I'm going to have to make some phone calls when I get home today.
Well, the smoke alarm went off, and that gave me probable cause. Sharon in 312 said it was blasting for more than 20 minutes. She couldn't get her kids to sleep, and I've been empowered by the Homeowners Association.
Damn it, Sharon! Yeah, I'm going to have to highlight Sharon when I get to the house today.
I'm the review committee chair. I'm obligated to execute an emergency entry. And I can't help but if he's carrying on in Atlanta and neglecting his responsibilities here at home.
I didn't carry on like that, though.
This sounds serious. You got to take care of your stuff at home. You can't just leave the house like that. You got HOA.
I didn't even tell you. The day that I went to the strip club, they were shooting Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Are you in it?
I don't know, because I was about three sheets to the wind, yeah, so I don't really recall.
Could have been me in that film.
No, it couldn't have been.
I just want to tell you that if the violations continued, we're authorized to put a lien on your unit. And boy, would I love to put a lien on your unit.
No.
In a nice way.
Oh, jeez. Hugh, you better listen to this guy. It sounds like he's pretty powerful with the HOA.
You know what? We're getting ready to move anyway. I got a roommate.
Of course, we could probably make this all go away if you would spend some time together.
No, that's not going to happen, Skip. Sorry. Sorry, that's not.
Sounds like he's trying to make a deal.
I respect it, you know, and I know you have a job to do, and on this show we're all inclusive, and I respect that. So, I mean, do what you have to do. But no, we're not about to hang out. We're not hanging out.
Maybe if we were to play in a game of handball in the common area.
I'm flattered, but no, that's not.
Play me in handball in private. Your choice.
I'm good.
We've crossed that line now.
I'm cool. I'm cool. Yeah. Thank you. Well, thank you very much.
Well, of course I'm upset, but it's still a joy. It's always a joy to talk to you. Don't get me wrong. You're an Eagles Hall of Famer.
Thank you for listening, Skip.
Hopefully you had a safe trip back and forth and no issues with your truck. You know, even though I was upset, I'm still happy to see your big truck pull into the development every day just before 3 o'clock.
All right. We're going too far. Now, Skip, that's enough. All right. We appreciate the call. Thank you, Skip. Yeah.
A time was had this weekend. I had a ball.
Skip. You play handball, huh?
Yeah.
Nah. Nah.
Out on that?
It's getting a little weird. I got to be honest.
It's a little weird.
Have you seen him in person?
I don't know.
He's seen you.
No, but you know when I get out of the truck now, I'm always looking around to see who looking. So yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, I think you should keep your head on a swivel, be honest.
Yeah, I'm definitely keeping
Skip,
my head on a swivel.
Appreciate you, buddy. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we'll continue the conversation, but not about Hugh and Skip. I think we need a break from that.
Hurts
coming up on the phone lines. Also, some interesting stuff going on in the NBA last night's game and a lot of Sixers rumors, including the NBA draft, plus something funny going on with the Knicks. That's all coming up. Midday show, Sports Radio 94, WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props in the NBA Finals. Now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to check a player's consistency during the playoffs? Or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And after the big tip-off, you can buy live prop bets in a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in the action. You get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting part of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep
keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.